This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Zipago, which aims to automate compliance and governance for companies, raises $13 million by Kyle Wiggers. There are a growing number of cybersecurity regulations designed to keep business and customer data protected. In 2022 alone, more than 40 U.S. states introduced 250 bills focused on cybersecurity, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, and more are on the way. The trend's a clear win for consumers, but some firms are struggling to keep up with the emerging standards and certifications. According to one survey, 63% of companies concerned about the consequences of non-compliance plan to spend more money this year on compliance and risk. That's been to the benefit of startups like Zipago, which attempts to automate cybersecurity processes and workflows around cyber governance, risk, and compliance. Founded by Arik Solomon, a former EY executive, and Yahav Peri, previously an officer in the Israel Defense Forces Intelligence Corps, Zipago has raised $13 million in funding, plus $2 million in debt, led by Entree Capital, Axon Ventures, and Jump Capital. Solomon says he was inspired to launch Zipago by his experiences at EY, which involved helping companies through exhaustive security assessment exercises. CISOs and security teams often had trouble manually validating their security programs against their business requirements, he says, which discouraged them from reaching full compliance. The cyber governance, risk, and compliance criteria is only going to become more stringent and complex, and for businesses to effectively meet quickly evolving standards, the latest AI and tech will need to be deployed, Solomon told TechCrunch via email. We at Zipago have set out to help security teams overcome challenges in this space with a turnkey software-as-a-service platform that allows for easy implementation, fast adoption, and API-based integrations with existing tech stacks. Zipago, which is designed to play nicely with both cloud-based and on-premises environments, taps AI to attempt to automate the work involved with collecting and analyzing data related to security, compliance, and privacy controls. Across different tools and services, via no-code workflows, Zipago enables customers to measure and test their security programs against standards and common frameworks. For example, Zipago can parse a company's service documents to identify and even fill potential gaps in security policies. And it provides access to an AI assistant called Copilot, which delivers answers to natural language questions about a company's overall cybersecurity and governance, risk, and compliance posture. Zipago leverages proprietary built models specifically tailored for the cybersecurity governance, risk, and compliance domain that are able to analyze, understand, and generate complex texts in documents and policies, Solomon said. These capabilities, combined with data from integrations with existing cloud and on-premise tool stacks, make Zipago the first-of-breed platform to provide full cybersecurity visibility and enforcement from documents to systems data. Certainly, Zipago promises a lot, and it's not competing alone in a governance, risk, and compliance market that was estimated to be worth $47.22 billion in 2022, according to Grandview Research. Beyond the roster of solutions from Oracle, HPE, Thomson Reuters, IBM, and other established vendors, there are a number of governance, risk, and compliance management software upstarts vying for attention. See Asana, which helps companies monitor and manage their risk and compliance with privacy laws like GDPR, Compliant, which focuses on financial compliance, and Kintent, which seeks to abstract away a range of traditional enterprise compliance tasks. Is Zipago differentiated? Does it deliver on all of its claims? Perhaps. In any case, the startup's seeing relatively healthy uptake, according to Solomon, with a customer base that spans dozens of brands, including Checkpoint, Hippo Insurance, and Trigo. With the new cash, SciPago, which is based in Tel Aviv, plans to grow its R&D division and product teams to support its go-to-market efforts in North America and the EU. Solomon says that the startup's team will expand from 26 employees to 30 or more by the end of the year, an impressive commitment given the current political unrest in Israel and its effect on the local tech sector. The pandemic only accelerated the demise of the corporate network perimeter, Solomon added. Likewise, with the sustained movement to remote work and an increasing reliance on hybrid and multi-cloud services, organizations are now faced with more headwind in terms of achieving and maintaining governance, risk management, and compliance across disparate frameworks and environments.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.